Okay, well, if you are a fan of the Canadian comedy drama Due South, and of course I am, quite frankly, the number one fan, aren't I, Pilar? Yes, I am. Well, you'll be quite happy to know that it's back on the BBC. It was on before Christmas and then sort of stopped for a bit, but great news, folks. I've been checking out the BBC website and it is back. Now, for those of you who may not be aware of this, at one point, towards the end of Due South, the BBC was involved in financing the programme. And as a result, it's always been sort of part of the BBC. In my eyes, of course. They have their own official Due South website and everything. And it's you know, before if you can think back to the days before Doctor Who, Due South was on Saturday nights. It was, you know, everybody's Saturday night was spent watching Fraser and Diefenbaker catch all the baddies. Well, it's back on. They're repeating Series 2, and I've got the schedule here. It's on BBC 2, and the start-up again, or at least the next episode, is the 24th of January. It's next week. It's with Series 2, Episode 18. And the first one, One Good Man, Fraser makes a stand when his new landlord increases the rent in his apartment block. I think that's the one where the Mountie's walking around with the placard, I believe. He thought it was a good idea to complain, and then the landlord tries to sort of kick everyone out or something. Don't want to give you too many spoilers, but so looking forward to the return of Due South. And if you've been following our audio booths, particularly sort of in the last 2 months or so, I've made a great deal of the fact that I think the BBC should bring it back. I think it's a fantastic programme, an awesome programme. The music is amazing. The theme, of course, written by Jay Simcoe. And that is how I got into the music of Jay Simcoe from watching Due South many moons ago. Well, actually, it was almost 5 years ago. I can't believe, Jay, now that I know, Jay Simcoe, now I know that you listen to these podcasts, I can sort of send you questions directly. I can sort of address you straight away, you see. I can't believe it was 5 years ago this summer that we did the interview for my little radio show in Liverpool. Where have the 5 years gone? I can't believe it. So I was thinking of releasing little bits of that interview in our audio booze this summer. Tell me what you think about that plan. But anyway, without the music of Jay Simcoe, Due South would not be anywhere near as good. I always make the point that it's a bit like the A-Team without the music of what's his name? Mike Post, I think. Pete Carpenter. It's a bit like Miami Vice without Jan Hammer. It's just, you know, it's a good program, but the music is the icing on the cake, I think. And I sort of became a big fan of Jay Simcoe's music from watching Due South. And when I had, you know, the opportunity of interviewing Jay for my radio program, that was the highlight of my broadcasting career. So I'm a massive fan of Jay Simcoe, a massive fan of Due South. And I think it would be so nice. Could you say that? So nice. Doesn't quite sound very good from an English a grammar point of view, but I think it'd be really nice if we could, well, not me personally, of course, but if somehow we get all the people together and bring back Due South, I would be there. I'd be on board. I'd be the runner, or, you know, I'd sort of get people the drinks, and I'd make the sandwiches and that sort of thing. I'm quite happy to sort of do my bit to help the production, keep the costs down. I'll do whatever. I just think it'd be fantastic to sort of get a new Due South, even just like a pilot episode, and see what happened. I think it would be so awesome. So if you're listening, Jay, you've got the contacts, you've got the friends in the right places. Let's see what you can do this year. This is the English program. We're very happy that Due South is back where it belongs on the BBC.